else. And so I'm sitting in the back, you know, just there to see how God moves in such a way. And the guy's moving around and, you know, and I'm watching and he's giving these words and I know some of the people and they were right on and I'm excited. And all of a sudden, I'm in the back and all of a sudden he looks at me. And I go, oh no. Man, I hope he doesn't come back and talk to me. So then he starts talking to someone else and then he's over here and then he looks at me again. And I immediately put my head down and I decide I'm not gonna put my head up again because I don't want him to focus on me. I'm gonna keep it down for the rest of the meeting. So I have my head down. And about 2 minutes later, I come over and someone's tapping me on the shoulder and it's Kim Clement. And he says, young man, he said, God has shown me some things about you and I'd like to share them with you. And I'm thinking, all right, Lord, I promise as soon as he's done, I'm going to repent. I just hope I still have a ministry. Not that I was in any kind of overt sin at all, but I knew some of my dirty laundry, you know, that I didn't want. Some of the anger I had, issues with my kids, some of the disrespectful ways that I was doing with my wife, and, you know, things that as you're growing up and trying to mature, you have to deal with. And so I'm thinking, man, all right, I promise, Lord, if I still have my ministry, I'm going to do everything I can to clean up my act. I'm ready for it. So I think I'm thinking God is seeing all the worst. And so I stand up and he says to me, God says, wants me to say to you, oh, anointed one. Oh, mighty man of God. And then he went on this tirade of how special I was and how gifted I was. And there was going to be areas of my life I'm going to enter into and thousands of people and all of this. And while he's speaking, I'm thinking to myself, I thought he was a real prophet. He's not. No, I'm serious. Because I'm not seeing any of those things, you know? And so I said, you know, and then he stopped and I said, Lord, wow. I said, if he's a real prophet, he'd know the real me. And then I heard God speak in a moment. He says, son, he is speaking to the real you. That's who you are. That's who I made you to be. You're not there yet. I'm giving you a glimpse. And everything, I have that all written down. We got the CD, I had my wife type it up. And everything that happened, everything that he said came to fruition. All the parts of the country, he said I'd be over in London. He said this one play, I mean, they were so specific, so detailed. But none of them would have ever happened if I didn't start seeing myself the way God see me. I'm not a failure. Bible says that we're more than conquerors. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ. The Bible says he'll always lead us into victory. We need to read what the scripture says about us, recognize our potential, and if we can do that, then we're going to be able to release our passion. Let's stand together. I know I have an interesting story, but I want you to know everybody has a story. Everybody can change. It says over in Acts 10, verse 34, God's no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he'll do for another. There is no impartiality or partiality. He is impartial. And so there are things that, and it's in doing what God asks you to do that begins to change. You've heard the saying, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Meaning as you start walking out in your calling, the qualification will come. Don't wait until you feel qualified to do it. Start doing it and you'll start feeling qualified. Does that make sense? Father, I do pray for everyone that's in this room tonight, Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know you, Lord, I pray that they'll come to know you. And I do there's anybody here tonight, if you want to talk to me after the service, I'd be more than willing to talk with you and to pray with you. I believe that in the God of impossibility, so He, with Him, all things are possible. Anything can change for anybody. I told you about my brothers. I am now the favored son. I am now, my dad went on, he spent the last 15 years. I moved in the Florida to be close to me. Those were the best years of my life. We went fishing once a month, And I am the favorite brother. 2 years ago, right after I had been here, we were supposed to have a brother's reunion. At the last moment, I wasn't able to go because I had forgot about a commitment that I had made, and it came back. And so felt like I really needed to go. And so I wanted them to reschedule it and them to continue to have it, but they decided to cancel it in order to reschedule it because I wouldn't be there. They said, if Jimmy's not going to be here, we don't want to be here because he makes everything better. Now, there was a time if I said I was coming, they would have canceled it. But God can do anything for anybody at any time. Father, I pray that everyone that's in this room tonight will realize, they'll recognize the potential that they have in you, that they are a masterpiece, that they were created for a good work, that you prepared beforehand that they should walk in it. Lord, I thank you for the ability to walk in what you prepared beforehand for me, and I would want that for every son of God, every daughter of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, you are dismissed. Have a good night. Drive careful.